Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 201 for April 19th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song you're listening to is Love is the Look. From the album, Love is the Look. And the artist is Christine W. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Well, welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. It's good to have you on board for another week, and we have a great co-hosted segment coming up for you to enjoy. It's packed full of information, and we had a lot of fun producing the co-hosted segment, so I hope you enjoy it. I don't know if you can tell, but boy, my allergies are really kicking up here. Spring has arrived in Michigan. The grass is starting to get green, things are coming out, and I can sure tell it. And you may be able to tell it in my voice as well. So we're doing the best we can here on the show with under the circumstances. Seems like when I hit the record button, my nose all of a sudden plugged up. So anyhow, we'll just keep on moving on here with the show regardless. You know, you can take a look at the Home Base Travel Agent website over at hometravelagent.net. Check it out. You'll find all the archives of the shows right there on that website. That's hometravelagent.net. Also, we have an email newsletter. Actually, it's email show notes that you can put your email address in there on the website, and the show notes will come to your email box automatically, and you'll get all the links that we talk about in the show delivered to you right there in your email box. Very convenient. So I'm going to move right into paying the bills here. You know, the problem with business trips is that they're profitability killers. An average trip costs $1,000. You know, the solution is, and that's why I recommend this solution, it's GoToMeeting. It's an award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. And for $49 a month, you get unlimited online meetings. That's right, unlimited online meetings. Plus, you get voice over IP and phone conferencing all as a part of that. It's free. So the award-winning online meeting service is brought to you by Citrix. And with just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, product demos, or collaborative sessions right from your own computer. It's so easy, you'll have your first meeting up and running in seconds. And you know, I use GoToMeeting, and that is true. You can just on the fly get a meeting arranged, whether it's with one person or six people, you can get that meeting up and running in seconds. So you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast, and you can get your free 30-day trial. Okay, with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment of the show. And we have an interesting, as I mentioned, an interesting co-hosted segment. I hope you can use the information to boost your sales. You know, cruise time for Alaska is coming up, so this is a great time to get this podcast and get the information that is offered here. So let's move right on into it. Here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And we have Lorraine Romero with us and Tanya. And, you know, you put these two together, and when I listen to radio programs or podcasts, you know, I look to see how much information density is available within a show, a podcast or radio show, to see how much information I'm going to get out of it and determine whether or not I'm going to listen to it again. Well, you know, I think that when you listen to Lorraine and Tanya here on this upcoming co-hosted segment, it's going to be information dense. So you want to pull out a pencil and paper, because it's going to go quick, and there's going to be a lot of great information coming up. So with that, what I want to do is have Lorraine introduce our guest, and then we'll get right into the information-packed segment that we have coming up. Lorraine, take it away.
Thank you, Barry. I think, in other words, Tanya, you can agree with me in a minute or not, that basically he says we talk together way too much.
That's what I got out of it, Lorraine.
But, you know, Barry always tries to put a positive spin on everything. But getting back on track, I would like to introduce our guest. Tanya has been on our show in the past, and we're very honored to have her again. This is Tanya Hancock, DSHCC, and she is the tourism sales manager for the Anchorage Visitors Bureau. And it's quite the honor to be able to have her on the show. I have seen her several times at Holland America Signature Fams doing a presentation. I saw her last year at Cliat 360. We were on a cruise together at one time where the focus was on Alaska, which is how I was able to meet her. And she's just, you know, just full of information. That was nice. Was that nice? Full of information and
very nice.
I think I said it better, Lori.
I'm going to hand it over to you. Tell us what you do and how you do it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Laureen, for that wonderful introduction. I do appreciate it. As you know, my specialty as a tourism sales manager at the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau is cruise marketing. And really my passion is destination training. So I like to do destination training whenever I can, whenever I have an opportunity. But I would say that our big focus for this year at the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau is our celebration of our 50 years of statehood. So we're very excited. We are 50 years young. The 49th state just turned 50, and we have a membership of almost 1,200 members representing all aspects of the tourism industry, accommodations, restaurants, tour operators, etc., that are also very excited, and many of them have created special Anchorage and South Central Alaska packages, adding a lot of value and really encouraging visitors to come up this year, really kind of pointing out that this is the year to come and visit Alaska. Alaska is certainly on sale from a cruise line perspective, and we are definitely adding value on the cruise tour side, on the land package side, in terms of celebrating our 50-year anniversary and having some great packages available on our website as well.
And it is. It's a, you have a wonderful website, and what I would like to just briefly, and Barry will put the URL in show notes, is if you go to anchorage.net, which is your website, to take a look and be able to look through there, educate yourself. There's a whole area on travel trade. Can you talk about what that area's focus is and how it would benefit our listeners to go to that?
Absolutely, Laureen. We have, first of all, a number of different thumbnail images of all of the collateral that we have available in the travel trade section of the Anchorage.net website. And all of that material is free for any travel agent, any tour operator that would like help in upselling cruise tours and pre and post nights in Anchorage. Specifically, we have visitors guides, we have maps, we have wonderful newsletters, we have posters, we have a great 3-minute DVD, and I really feel that images are very, very powerful in helping to sell Alaska. So for anybody thinking about doing a cruise night, they really should order that DVD and show it. 3 minutes is a perfect length of time for a consumer to watch a DVD, to watch a video. It's not too long, and it leaves them just going, oh my God, I need to go, I want to go. Very powerful images. So I recommend strongly that that travel agents and tour operators check out the website and do feel free to order whatever you'd like in any quantity. Once again, we have sample itineraries that are on that portion of the website, information about customs, links to our calendar of events so that when your clients are coming up, if they would like to participate in a special event, maybe know what's going on at our performing arts center, maybe participate in one of our local races, marathons, etc., they can certainly do that. In addition to that, very soon, within about the next month, and it's April now, so by the end of May, we are going to be introducing 15-minute webinars, and we're very excited about that. We've been doing live webinars for some time now, but we found that a lot of A lot of people are very challenged to find that the time frame that fits for them or that works for them. And instead of having just a handful of people available across the country to do a live webinar presentation with us, we've decided to go ahead and record voiceover on the different webinar trainings that we do, divide it into 15-minute segments that indicate by the name of the title the relevance to a travel agent. For example, the first segment is an overview on Alaska and what to do in downtown Anchorage, what clients can do as far as activities and attractions. The second segment is everything outside of downtown but still well within the city limits of Anchorage that's available as far as activities and attractions. And then there's a 15-minute south of Anchorage day trips section and a 15-minute north of Anchorage day trip section. We also decided that we wanted it to kind of pop. I mean, we knew that without it being live training, that we needed to do something special in order to really capture everybody's attention and make it fun and as well as informative, like our live training seminars are. So we decided to add rolling footage, to add video to about every fifth slide, instead of just talking about an activity or attraction and showing beautiful images, we will be actually showing footage of day boat cruising in Prince William Sound or Kenai Fjords or flight seeing to see bears down in Redoubt Bay or Katmai National Park or flight seeing to Mount McKinley, river rafting, et cetera. The list goes on. We're very excited about this, and we think it's great because a travel agent can that maybe can't sleep at 2 in the morning can go online and say, you know what, this timing works for me. I want to go ahead and go through the 15-minute seminar on downtown Anchorage because I have a client who's spending a day there, and I want to be able to recommend something for them to do, and they can walk themselves through the webinar at their own pace. If they get sidetracked on slide 7, I will not continue to talk through slide 14. They have actually have control of the webinar itself, which took a lot for us technology-wise that I won't get into. But it's been a big project, and we're very excited to be able to offer this to Travel Trade in the very near future on the website.
Now, one of the things that you offer to people, and it's on your website, is the Midnight Sun newsletter, which I find very handy, and it's well-produced. You all have done a great job on it. Is that also a resource that you would recommend for travel agents to ask for a copy for their resources?
Absolutely, Lorene. Yes, I definitely would recommend that. The newsletter that we create, in the summer it's called the Midnight Sun Newsletter, in the winter it's called the Northern Lights Newsletter, is designed specifically for Travel Trade, and it's based on questions that we get regularly. So we see trends, we hear trends in email and on the phone, and go, you know what, everybody is asking about alternative transportation outside of the cruise train and the big cruise ships, motor coaches to go from Anchorage to Seward or Anchorage to Whittier. We need to publish that information. We also have great maps of the entire state, breaking down the state into different regions and what there is to see and do in those regions, average temperatures, daylight hours, great independent itinerary builders, accommodations directories, all of the different resources that Travel Trade have asked us for. So it continues. We continue to produce it twice a year, and it's always based on those trends, on the questions that we are getting overwhelmingly from Travel Trade. So it is a particularly good resource. Although we do find a lot of travel agents are giving copies, are taking extra copies and giving them to their clients because it's such great information and education about Alaska. And it really helps a lot of consumers in the sense that many of them have a lot of misconceptions about Alaska. And that particular newsletter, quite a bit of it is based on the training that we do, really helps to dispel those myths and misconceptions, which can sometimes be barriers to sales for Travel Trade.
Yeah, like people actually think it's really cold in Alaska in July. Hello?
Exactly. Well, we have one season, winter. That's a big misconception. We're always very happy to dispel that one for sure.
Absolutely. Make sure if you go to bring a t-shirt because it gets...
That's right.
It gets warm there. Now, in the webinar idea is wonderful, and are you the person who is the person that they will see?
They will see a slide that has my picture, my headshot on it right at the beginning, just so that they've got a face behind the voice, basically. Beyond that, no. It was just to me to do a little video blurb on the side. And I said, boy, how distracting would that be to have my talking head bobbing around on the side while you've got all these beautiful images of Anchorage and South Central Alaska. I felt that I would be competing with my own presentation, and there was no reason for that. So really, there's just a slide of my headshot at the beginning and then my voice throughout.
Okay.
My lovely, lilting voice.
As you can tell, our guest is such a shrinking violet. with Alaska having their anniversary this year and cruise lines giving such deep discounts, are there a couple of packages you might recommend? You know, that my goal, as always, is to be able to have my clients actually experience Alaska. And that's what I tell them. You don't want to just go to Juneau and go, oh, look, they have nice salmon bake here. How nice. Now I've been to Alaska. You want people to, if they're going to Anchorage, stay in Anchorage and go to the farmer's market. You all have the best farmer's market. Are there things you would recommend as just a jumping start where people could either go to look to see where to put some packages together or just throw out a couple of ideas?
Well, Lorraine, first of all, I would say that, and you know this, I'm a huge proponent of cruising in or out of Vancouver on 7-night Gulf of Alaska cruises. They will still give your clients a great ability to go through the Inside Passage, have about 3 ports of call in the Inside Passage, like Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, have a day in Glacier Bay, or in Hubbard Glacier area, or Sawyer Glacier, and then they will continue on up into South Central Alaska, and they'll either begin or end in Whittier or Seward, which gives you an incredible opportunity to upsell some additional time in Anchorage and hopefully in Denali and maybe even in Fairbanks as well. When you start looking at the map, you always realize that your clients see so much more of Alaska if they have this type of an experience. If they simply cruise only, do Seattle, or even Vancouver cruises, they really get what I consider a tease in terms of Alaska as opposed to a complete Alaska experience. So if clients are coming all the way up to Alaska, most of them have dreamt about the trip for a long, long time. They've saved their money. They really are getting a little bit shortchanged, in my opinion, if they're not getting the opportunity to have a land experience in addition to the cruise. And we often hear clients at consumer shows tell us that they had a great trip on their cruise. They loved their big ship cruise, but they wish they'd had more time on land. They wish they'd had more time to experience Alaska without seeing it from the ship, from a little bit of a distance. So I really think that, and I encourage Travel Trade to talk to their clients about the 7-night Gulf of Alaska cruises so that they have that opportunity right there on the front end, the first time that they send somebody to Alaska, to add time in Anchorage, to add time going on up to Denali. Many people dream about seeing Mount McKinley and even continue on to Fairbanks, which would give them three regions, the opportunity to see three regions, the interior, the South Central, and the Southeast, or Inside Passage, as opposed to just one. Visitors are often disappointed when they see that, when they see the map, and they realize how little of the state they really see if they only do that round-trip cruise. So that's probably the biggest thing that I would say, is that you really need to consider the 7-night Gulf of Alaska cruise beginning or ending in Vancouver and beginning or ending in Seward or Whittier. Having said that, this year is a little more challenging to sell the cruise tours. The gap between the pricing on Alaska cruises and cruise tours is huge, because the cruise lines have deeply discounted the cruise itself, and we can only discount, tour operators and even the cruise lines can only discount the land product so far. They can't go nearly as deep with that discount. What we are seeing as a result of that, many of our tour operators and our cruise lines offering 2- and 3-night packages now that include Anchorage and Denali, because that seems to be where the biggest focus is for visitors. They really, really want to be able to see Mount McKinley and spend a little bit of time in Anchorage before they go home. So that certainly becomes a much more affordable package and a much more affordable way for visitors to see Anchorage this year.
Exactly.
And to see more.
Yeah, and what I noticed is a perfect example is Holland America. This year they did something that I hadn't noticed them doing before, and they may have done it in the past, but I hadn't noticed. It's a 3-night cruise and like an 8- or 9-night land package, and it's doing the Yukon. It's coming from Vancouver up 3 nights and then through the Yukon, which is a much different experience for people to be able to actually go and see the land. They'll see Fairbanks and also see Alaska. Yes, good. I'm glad they're going to Alaska. Anchorage.
Sure.
Which is nice, and that's where, you have the opportunity of having people just stay in town 1 or 2 nights more. It is quite a remarkable area. In fact, one of my clients, and I know I have mentioned her namelessly on this show before, she's from Hawaii. She is a warm weather person. And there was just something about Denali. She always talks about it. I want to go back. And unfortunately, her mother's health isn't declining this year, so I know I can't book her for this year. But she's like, has every intention of 2010 of being able to go up back to Denali. There was something that just calls to her. Now, I know there's some little changes that are going on in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak of that?
Yeah, yes, I certainly can, Laureen. We're seeing some shifting with some of the ships. So we have a couple of ships that are moving out of Alaska, but we also have a couple of them that are moving up into our area, up into South Central Alaska. For example, I believe the Princess Star and the Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas are both going to be moved and repositioned somewhere else outside of Alaska. But the Norwegian Sun, for the first time, is coming up and doing not just round trip Vancouver, or Seattle, but they're coming up and doing that 7-night Gulf of Alaska cruise that I was talking about earlier. So they're coming from Vancouver to Whittier or to Seward, or vice versa, going down from Seward or Whittier to Vancouver, and they have a wonderful 4-night Anchorage Denali add-on that they're starting to sell in 2010. One of the most interesting changes, though, that I've seen is that Holland America has 3 ships that do the 7-night Gulf of Alaska sailing. They're taking one of them, and they have told us that they've decided to not do a 7-night round trip anymore. They're going to do a 14-night round trip, and what they're doing is including the most amazing ports of call. They're including Kodiak Island, Homer, Alaska, which is just a beautiful community, and Anchorage. They're coming into the city of Anchorage for 17 hours from 7 a.m. in the morning until 11 p.m. at night. We are really excited to be able to host the Holland America Amsterdam ship. And I think they have about 1,400 passengers that they can hold. And we will be hosting them in 2010 right in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. So very exciting, as opposed to coming in from Seward or Whittier, which, Seward is about a 2.5-hour drive away, a 4-hour train ride away from Anchorage, or coming in from Whittier by train is 2 hours, and by motor coach is 1 hour. It's just really amazing for us to have the ship coming into our port and having the passengers have all the different opportunities. And there are a myriad of opportunities for activities and attractions in the city of Anchorage, as well as day trips outside of the city, south or north as well.
Nice. That sounds like just a winning combination right there.
Definitely.
So, I know our time is brief. Barry, do you have any questions for Tanya? Because I know that she has somewhere to go. But, Barry, you've been very kind and gentle in the background. Do you have something?
I was just curious, when are they going to start letting agents book that 14-night cruise? Do you know?
Boy, that is a good question. You know, I'm not honestly sure, Barry. I live in this very special nonprofit world where I really don't think too much about pricing or about actually booking specific packages. So Holland America would probably have to answer that as far as their reservation line or one of their representatives. Boy, the sooner the better, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
I can say that on our 50-year anniversary specials, and as far as our packages, that our membership of 1,200, we have 1,200 members, and I would say probably about 100 of them have packages that they've put together to add value for this year. They can be accessed on our website at anchorage.net/50 or 50. So anchorage.net/50 if you're looking for ways, if Travel Trader looking for ways to kind of get clients off of the fence and get them to go, you know what, we really need to book Alaska this year, because it truly is on sale.
It is. And not only is it on sale, it's a wonderful place. Barry, I
it
need
sure
you
is.
To go there. Barry, you have to go. Listen to me.
You're absolutely right, Lorene. I mean, it really is. It's a magnificent destination that people dream about, and sometimes it can be beyond the reach of somebody's price, you know, pricing or somebody's budget, I guess I should say, for their family. It is not an inexpensive vacation, but I've never had anyone tell me that it wasn't as beautiful as they thought it was going to be. Almost everyone tells me that it exceeds their expectation, that it was much bigger and much more beautiful and much more wild and magnificent than they even imagined or than they saw on National Geographic or the Discovery Channel. Those are great ways to get an idea of what Alaska is like. But you know, Lorene, there's nothing like actually coming up and visiting Alaska. It really does exceed expectation. And from a Travel Trade perspective, that's a wonderful thing, because you don't have to worry about your clients coming back and going, gosh, you know, I can't believe you sent me on that trip to Alaska. And, you know, we just really didn't think it was that great at all. And we don't know what people are talking about. We don't hear that at shows. We know that people fall in love with the state. And more and more of them are coming back. The repeat, according to cruise lines, is at more than 30% for visitors to Alaska. So it's not a once-in-a-lifetime destination anymore. We are finding people falling in love with the state and saying, I've got to come back and see more of it, because it is so very big and you can't see it all the first time. And then many of them are saying, I want to come back in winter. I want to come back when there's more than 13 hours of daylight and watch the beginning of Iditarod in downtown Anchorage in March. I want to see the Northern Lights dance above my head. So it is an amazing place, and it's a great destination to sell. It really is.
And thank you so much, Tanya, for being on the show again. Your time is limited, and we really appreciate that you were able to fit us in. I'm honored that you will be able to do that. I also know for the listeners that if you want to contact your DM at Holland America, they are having some FAM trips. They are cruise land tour FAMs. And the one that I will be going on, which is tour number 3, and it is at the end of June, and you end up in Anchorage around 4th of July. Did you know? I didn't even realize that, but I'll actually be in Alaska at 4th of July, and looking forward to it. And as the tour ends, you will have the honor of seeing Tanya doing a fabulous presentation on Alaskan Anchorage and all that it is. So for those of you who have signed up, please look forward to seeing Tanya. And for those who have not, make sure to get a reach of your DM for Holland America. Thank you again. Can you give your site's URL one more time, please, Ms. Tanya?
Yes, absolutely, Lorene. It is www.anchorage.net. Very simple, very easy to remember our domain name. And once again, you want to double click on the travel trade button in particular to get to the area that's specifically designated for travel agents and tour operators. And Lorene, thank you too. Thank you very much to you and to Barry for asking me to participate, for giving me time to talk about the place I'm most passionate about, Anchorage, Alaska. I really do appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you soon.
Uh-huh. Barry, if our listeners want to reach you, what's a good email address?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Lorene?
As always, my email address is sharptongue@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And I bid our listeners farewell for a week. I will be on hiatus in a very warm place. Let's just say it is one of the last states to come into the Union, and kind of, let's just say, the opposite of where Tanya is living. It's a nice warm place.
My other favorite state, Lorene, fire and ice, my friend.
So, Barry, I will talk with you again in 2 weeks.
Okay, very good. And thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Barry.
Well, thank you, Tanya and Lorene, for a great, fun, and informative co-hosted segment of the podcast. You know, I thought I'd do a little bit something, different here at the close of the show. And what I thought I would do is take you along with me as I go out here and run an errand. So you're with me here in the car, driving out to how to run an errand. I haven't recorded a segment in the car for a long time, and sometimes that's kind of fun, and it you know, kind of puts time to good use. So here I am out heading for the grocery store, so taking you along with me. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the co-hosted segment of the show today, and I don't have any news stories, but I do have a reminder that coming up here on June 1st, the rules for passports are changing. And what's happening is that to come back into the United States from Mexico or Canada by car or by ship, you're going to be required to have a passport. So you want to make sure that your clients are all set for those rules changes and make sure that they get their passports applied for and in hand before they travel on a cruise to the Caribbean or up into Canada. So that's up and coming. And, you know, some states are putting out enhanced driver's licenses. You know, I know Michigan is producing an enhanced driver's license that will let you back into the country from Canada or Mexico. But a word of caution on the enhanced driver's license: if you're on a cruise and you're using an enhanced driver's license to get back into the United States at the end of the cruise, but you have to think, what's going to happen if someone in your family gets ill and you have to return from the cruise early and you have to get on an airplane to get back to the United States quickly? Well, that enhanced driver's license is not going to work for you. So the enhanced driver's license may be a good thing for people that commute into Canada or Mexico on a daily basis or a weekly basis, but I don't think it's good for the traveling public to substitute for a passport. So just a word of caution, and make sure your clients are all set for that. So with that, what I want to do is wrap up the show today out here on the road, out here looking at the beautiful Michigan landscape as it starts to green up here in the month of April. So that's kind of fun, too. Anyhow, I wish everybody a great week. I hope you have a great week, and if you're out traveling, travel safe and stay healthy, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Okay, you are so hot. Don't even worry about what you're going to wear tonight, okay? You are fabulous. It's not about your outfit, honey. You could just wear your smile, okay? Put that smile on. That's all I need. That's all I need. coming from a thing you're wearing. I'm just amazed at how you radiate. If I could order it, I'd surely wait. Your custom fit from head to toe, but you can't buy it now in any store. It's the kind of people I'm talking about. The only thing you ever need is love. I see a custom fit from head to toe.